effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. I want to share with you a story from a local business owner, Jerry Euland, and his manufacturing plant.
In March, just as we were starting the plant, COVID-19 restrictions were about to stop the project. COVID-19 forced us to lay off over 50 employees. I called government officials, and it was Congressman Doug LaMalfa who went to work right away. He listened, he saw the problem, and went to the White House to get a policy change that saved our company. Thanks to Doug LaMalfa, the livelihood of hundreds of families have been saved. And I credit Doug for keeping this company and this project alive.
Jerry's innovative company is the only one of its kind in the world, and I'm glad his business calls the North State home. As a representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. And I'm proud to say we are getting things done. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
If you hate those teams, it's just as galling as anything could be.
There.
So there you go.
Yes, indeed. But there is joy in Dodgerville.
Mm-hmm.
First time since 1988, thanks to Houston and their trash can.
Well, and it just proves that, you know, if you got plucky upstarts, everybody was against them and thought they couldn't win. No, everybody thought they were going to win. They spend the most money. They were the favorites from the beginning. Yeah. There you go.
I would point out they also have an excellent farm system.
Good
and, yes,
them.
They grow baseball players on farms,
wow,
which is dehumanizing at best.
In the ground or on trees?
I hope it's organic.
It's like a cattle farm.
Oh, okay.
They're all lined up at the trough.
Gotcha.
And, right. Milk.
We the people on this farm.
As necessary. We got this note from Andy on military training and drone pilots and JAG officers and the rest of it. Why do they have to go through basic training?
You JAG officer.
Hey, now. Hey, there's no need for the naughty talk. JAG lawyers, analysts, and many others will at some point get forward deployed, writes Andy. Although they might not fire a weapon or run in the course of their duties, they might need those skills to survive if their base is overrun.
Huh.
Well, can't the military have a weakling corps, though, that
yeah,
they never deploy to the front lines?
I
mean, you got to have, if you need a certain number of analysts, and you can't get enough among the beefier fit population, you have to have a weakling corps.
And I understand why military communications probably fall under a higher classification category where you could just zoom them into the base meeting across the pond.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful with that, but on the other hand, there's a great deal of competition for the intelligence programs and stuff like that. They're hard to get in. So apparently they have enough people who aren't going to have both their legs break if they're asked to carry a backpack.
Oh, yeah, we were talking earlier. It's an actual problem.
Yeah. Yeah, kids who don't get the traditional human amount of physical activity, which has been from the dawn of mankind to like 20 years ago. Their bone density is way too low.
Wow.
So they do just basic fitness stuff, and their legs snap.
They do a jumping jack, and it's just a disaster.
Oh yeah. It's like that Dallas Cowboy quarterback from a couple weeks ago.
Lord. Oh,
one
not
jumping
funny.
Jack.
Oh, not funny.
Well, I got to believe we're at the beginning, the tip of this spear. It's going to be way more people and way more fragile.
Yeah, it absolutely could
20
be.
20 years from now.
Yeah.
Boy, you bump somebody in the hall. No!
My arm!
Femur's sticking out.
Yeah, it got a compound fracture.
Exactly.
Horrifying. Well, we're going to have to incorporate rigorous training in our schools. A little more Spartan attitude about schooling.
Hmm.
And if you are a gamer, be aware of those sort of things and make working out something that you need to do to maintain the habit that you claim to like.
Or don't stub your toe unless right, you want your foot to just shatter in a million pieces.
Encase yourself in a bubble. It's the only sensible precaution. All right, then. So the tech giants are up on Capitol Hill getting grilled, and I mean grilled. This is good stuff. Who are we going to hear first here, Sean?
This is Ted Cruz.
Bearded Texas.
He started out with a little
Texas
aside saying, I spoke with Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, yesterday. I have my concerns about them, but I want to focus today on Jack Dorsey and Twitter.
Fair enough.
And this was his opening salvo.
I want to focus my questioning on Mr. Dorsey on Twitter. Because of the three players before us, I think Twitter's conduct has by far been the most egregious. Mr. Dorsey, does Twitter have the ability to influence elections?
No.
You don't believe Twitter has any ability to influence elections?
No, we are one part of a broad spectrum of communication channels that people have.
So you're testifying to this committee right now that Twitter, when it silences people, when it censors people, when it blocks political speech, that has no impact on elections?
People have choice of other communication channels with which...
Not if they don't hear information. If you don't think you have the power to influence elections, why do you block anything?
Right.
Well, we have policies that are focused on making sure that more voices on the platform are possible. We see a lot of abuse and harassment, which ends up silencing people and having them leave from the platform.
All right, Mr. Dorsey, I find your opening questions, your opening answers absurd on their face.
Yeah, that was, you know.
That is so weak.
I'm not as smart as Ted Cruz, but that's what popped into my head. Well, if you don't think it has any effect on the election, then let the New York Post story happen. What the hell difference does it make?
It is a reminder that their main incentive, all these companies, are to have the most amount of people use their thing at all times. That is their right. Overwhelming or overarching kind of incentive.
To make the most money.
Right, right. Ted Cruz went on.
Let's talk about the last 2 weeks in particular. As you know, I have long been concerned about Twitter's pattern of censoring and silencing individual Americans with whom Twitter disagrees. But 2 weeks ago, Twitter and to a lesser extent Facebook crossed a threshold that is fundamental in our country. 2 weeks ago, Twitter made the unilateral decision to censor the New York Post in a series of two blockbuster articles, both alleging evidence of corruption against Joe Biden, the first concerning Ukraine, the second concerning communist China. And Twitter made the decision, number one, to prevent users, any user, from sharing those stories. And number two, you went even further and blocked the New York Post from sharing on Twitter its own reporting. Why did Twitter make the decision to censor the New York Post?
We had a hack materials policy that we...
When was that policy adopted?
In 2018, I believe.
In 2018. Go ahead. What was the policy?
So the policy is around limiting the spread of materials that are hacked. We didn't want Twitter to be a distributor for hack materials. We found that the New York Post, because... it showed the direct materials, screenshots of the direct materials, and it was unclear how those were attained, that it fell under this policy. Now,
so in your view, if it's unclear the source of a document, and in this instance, the New York Post documented what it said the source was, which it said it was a laptop owned by Hunter Biden that had been turned into a repair store. So they weren't hiding what they claimed to be the source. Is it your position that Twitter, when you can't tell the source, blocks press stories?
No, not at all. Our team made a fast decision. The enforcement action, however, of blocking URLs, both in tweets and in DM, in direct messages, we believe was incorrect, and we changed it.
Today, right now, the New York Post is still blocked from tweeting 2 weeks later.
Yes, they have to log into their account, which they can do at this minute, delete the original tweet, which fell under our original enforcement actions, and they can tweet the exact same material in the exact same article, and it would go through.
So, Mr. Dorsey, your ability is you have the power to force a media outlet. And let's be clear. The New York Post isn't just some random guy tweeting. The New York Post has the fourth highest circulation of any newspaper in America. The New York Post is over 200 years old. The New York Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton.
And your position is that you can sit in Silicon Valley and demand of the media that you can tell them what stories they can publish and you can tell the American people what reporting they can hear. Is that right?
No. This was a, you know, every person, every account, every organization that signs up to Twitter agrees to a terms of service. A terms of service.
So media outlets must genuflect and obey your dictates if they wish to be able to communicate with readers. Is that right?
No, not at all. We recognize an error in this policy, and specifically the enforcement.
You're still blocking their posts. You're still blocking their posts. Right now, today, you're blocking their posts.
We're not blocking the posts. Anyone can tweet.
Can the New York Post post on their Twitter account?
If they go into their account.
No is your answer to that. No. Unless they genuflect and agree with your dictates. Let me ask you something. You claimed it was because of a hacked materials policy. I find that facially highly dubious and clearly employed in a deeply partial way. Did Twitter block the distribution of the New York Times' story a few weeks ago that purported to be based on copies of President Trump's tax returns?
We didn't find that a violation of our terms of service and this policy in particular, because it was reporting about the material. Wow. It wasn't distributing the material.
Okay, well, that's actually not true. They posted what they purported to be original source materials, and federal law, federal statute makes it a crime, a federal felony, to distribute someone's tax returns against their knowledge. So that material was based on something that was distributed in violation of federal law, and yet Twitter gleefully allowed people to circulate that. But when the article was critical of Joe Biden, Twitter engaged in rampant censorship and silencing.
And again, we recognized errors in that policy. We changed it within 24 hours. This is
but you're still blocking the New York Post. You haven't changed it.
We have changed it. They can log into their account.
Log into their account.
You forced the Politico reporter to take down his post about the New York Post as well. Is that correct?
Within that 24-hour period, yes. But we, you know, as the policy has changed, anyone can tweet.
So Twitter takes the view you can censor the New York Post, you can censor Politico, presumably you can censor the New York Times or any other media outlet. Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Let's give Mr. Dorsey a few seconds to answer that, and then we'll have to conclude this segment.
Well, we're not doing that. And this is why I opened this hearing with calls for more transparency. We realize we need to earn trust more. We realize that more accountability is needed to show our intentions and to show the outcomes.
Thank you,
so I hear the concerns and acknowledge them.
Oh, good.
But
we
want to fix it with more transparency.
Thank you.
All right. That's beautiful. I'm certain that Jack Dorsey is smarter than me, more dynamic, imaginative. He's certainly more handsome. But he doesn't sound like a guy who could be the CEO of the children's shoe department at my local Target.
Now, do I understand this is beard-on-beard violence? Jack Dorsey showed up with beard also?
Oh, yeah. Jack Dorsey going full-on just like...
Civil War general, man. He looks like a biblical prophet.
Yeah, very much John
Tell
Brown.
Tell me about the sodomy again.
The Bible!
That's right, sir. The Bible.
And he is also one of those competitive, quote-unquote, intermittent fasters. I think his window is down to probably like 14 minutes at this point. Like,
oh, that's why he sounds so...
Yeah, he's one of those
people. He's exhausted.
Yeah.
His body's desperate for calories.
Any comment on that? I got the comments, but we got to take a break. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You know, I don't know what my family would do without our Medicaid and Medicare benefits, but I just found out there may be a way to get even more benefits with no extra costs. That's why I called United Healthcare. United Healthcare showed me how I could get more benefits than I get with Original Medicare. A dual complete plan from United Healthcare combines my doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage into one plan, plus provides additional great benefits at no extra cost, like dental and vision coverage, rides to and from my doctor, and credits toward health items and food. It's easy to see if you're able to get more benefits. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-222-CARE. That's 1-800-222-CARE. The call is free and there's no obligation. Call soon because the deadline for Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Call United Healthcare now at 1-800-222-CARE. That's 1-800-222-CARE.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package including 1 live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Censor the New York Post, you can censor Politico, presumably you can censor the New York Times or any other media outlet. Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
That is Senator Ted Cruz questioning Brigham Young, who is the leader of Twitter.
I think that was Jack Dorsey, who is now sporting a truly historic beard.
Oh.
Genuflect.
Yeah.
Haven't heard that word before.
Really?
To lower one's body briefly by bending one knee. It's to bend the knee.
Yes, exactly. It's frequently seen in Catholicism. I love Ted Cruz in a lot of ways, but he cannot not take it over the top.
So, but he was basically questioning.
We shall never surrender.
He was basically questioning the guy who runs Twitter on why you not allow Twitter to show the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's emails.
Right.
What the heck is the deal there? You've blocked the New York Post. And the answer was, well, they're not blocked anymore. They could, if they go in and delete their previous post, they can repost it. Well, did you tell them that? Because they apparently don't know that because they haven't done it yet.
I think they do know that, but they're making a philosophical stance.
Okay.
They wouldn't haul themselves up on the cross to be a bigger hero for their constituency. I deny that.
But the thing that I didn't understand until the very end, and I'm still not sure I understand, is why Dorsey doesn't just say out loud, well, I put stuff on there that helps Biden, and I leave stuff off that hurts him. Or I put stuff on that hurts Trump and not stuff that helps him, because I prefer Trump.
That gets us back to Section 230 of the whatever code it is, commercial code.
So he can't say that out loud?
He then would be a publisher and not a public forum. The fact that he said, well, they, in his I'm dying of hunger voice, well, they violated our terms by publishing something that might have been hacked or whatever. And Ted Cruz just nailed him on the president's tax story in the New York Times. He should have said, listen, everybody who works for Twitter is left. I mean, this, like, the liberals are the conservatives at Twitter, and so we don't like conservatives. Just go ahead and say it, man.
Well,
your excuse-making was humiliating.
The part that kind of explained it at the end was when Ted Cruz said, how are you not just a super PAC for the Democrats? Because if they are, then they've got different guidelines and responsibilities.
Goodness, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder if, like, the very little nourishment he takes in all goes to the beard.
Oh, so
I mean, because obviously it's something your body is doing, so it burns calories.
So Jack Dorsey of Twitter is a super intermittent faster, and you say he eats hardly any at all.
Oh, well, he's just
he's very thin.
Takes great pride, and it is exacerbated since he's taken this on. But yeah.
How thin do some people want to be? Like, I want to be thinner, but, like, I don't want to look like I'm dying.
Yeah, he wants to look like a guy on the cover of Men's Fitness.
But, yeah, he's shrunk down his window eating, like, to an hour, maybe two. But, yeah, just really tiny windows. And I'm like, well, that's too far for most.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this will be an ongoing conversation for quite some time to come, with the most egregious example, as Ted Cruz pointed out, just 2 weeks ago. That's a major story that you couldn't even forward to people on Twitter from a legitimate newspaper.
Yeah, yep. Well, that was a good, solid beating delivered by Ted Cruz. Took it over the top a little bit for me, but that's fine. It's a fine prosecution. There's more to come, too, and we'll bring you some more highlights as the tech giants are being grilled on Capitol Hill for their various sins.
Do you think that will result in anything, though? A similar sort of story breaks today? You think they'd allow it on Twitter? Or?
I think they might have to get a little more professional about it and not just let a bunch of pierced, bearded Antifa members decide what to censor anymore.
Armstrong and Getty.
Other banks charge fees on savings and checking accounts. Doesn't sound good, does it? Capital One reimagined banking, so it sounds more like this. With Capital One, you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. Get started now at a Capital One location or online. Sound good to you? This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Approval required. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at TurtleBay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor. District 4.
Shining Care reminds you, September is Healthy Aging Month, an annual health observance designed to focus national attention on the positive aspects of growing older. It provides inspiration and practical ideas for adults ages 45 plus to improve their physical, mental, social, and financial well-being. With the pandemic, we've extended Healthy Aging Month to include October with amazing events you won't want to miss. Get going on positive measures that can impact the areas of physical, social, financial, and mental wellness. Join us for free information, prizes, and fun during October, including the drive-through event October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell. Swing by and get your free goodie bag full of useful info, resources, and gifts. The Shining Care Age Well Healthy Aging drive-through event in collaboration with Cornerstone Community Bank, Wind River Resort and Casino, PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, and HICAP. Join in the fun and get informed for physical and mental wellness. Make plans to get your free goodie bag on Thursday, October 22nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce believes that the health of business is the most important factor in a strong, vibrant community. This is Jake Mangus, Chamber President and CEO. We work closely with local elected officials to ensure their policy decisions take into account the business perspective. That's why the Chamber puts its name behind candidates representing our community that best exemplify what our members care about. I'm pleased to announce the Chamber's local ticket for the upcoming election. The Chamber's Board of Directors gives its full endorsement to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly for re-election in California's 1st Assembly District. At the county level, the Chamber supports Supervisor Steve Morgan for re-election in District 4. And in the City of Reading, the Chamber supports Mayor Adam McElvain and former Mayor Julie Winter for City Council. Say it with me, Dolly, Morgan, McElvain, Winter. Help us re-elect this slate of business-friendly candidates by casting your ballot this fall. This ad was not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlling the candidate, paid for by the Reading Chamber Political Action Committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Listen to what's going on with gyms in Newark.
New restrictions aimed at stopping a surge in coronavirus cases take effect today in Newark. Gyms and fitness centers are under orders to shut down for 30 minutes every hour for a deep cleaning.
30 minutes every hour. The only person who's going to get in shape is the janitor.
God, and I guarantee you the people going to the gym are washing their hands like crazy, and because they know what they're doing. They know what they're getting into by going to the gym.
Right, and if they just installed like a really big fan at each door to move air through rapidly, nobody's going to get it from a surface anyway.
No.
If everybody wipes things down. It's just, it's not the restrictions. Well, it is. The restrictions that are causing so much fatigue and lockdown fatigue. It's the arbitrariness and the dumbness of those
absolutely.
Restrictions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your kid can't be in school, but you drive by a group of 100 people protesting or homeless or whatever. They get to do what they want.
Right.
We just played a long clip of Ted Cruz grilling Jack Dorsey of Twitter and all that stuff's kind of interesting.
Grabbed him by the beard and shook him.
He now looks like the bass player from ZZ Top, Jack Dorsey. Serious beard, like, not a pretend beard. That's a real beard.
One of the hillbillies in the legendary Bugs Bunny square dancing cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. But so Sean brought up his lifestyle, and I didn't realize his lifestyle was so wacky. Like, he's super into fasting. He eats one small meal every day. In the evening, he has some chicken or fish, and then like a little bit of salad.
That's why he sounds like he's dying, and, because he's dying.
And then on the weekends, he doesn't eat at all. He doesn't eat at all on the weekends. So that's weekdays.
Wow. Well, he sounds like a man who is dying.
He walks back and forth to work every single day. It's 5 miles, and so he does like an hour or so walking every day, which is just a good idea. And if you're super gazillionaire, and you can, you know, get the time and blah, blah, blah. He
kind of fits in with the Knights of the Open Road, too. You know, he just kind of blends in.
Look at that poor homeless fellow. I'm worth $100 million.
He works at a desk, stands at a desk, does a standing desk thing with one infrared bulb that he flips on.
Of course. Oh, my. I didn't know that.
Because that one infrared light bulb promotes cellular regeneration and anti-aging and prevents injuries and illnesses.
What good is that if you die of starvation?
or if you die of this. So, in the evening, every night, he sits in a barrel sauna at 220 degrees for 15 minutes.
What the hell?
And then he
night after night?
And then as soon as the 15 minutes is up, he immediately hops into an ice bath of 37 degrees for 3 minutes. Then I assume his heart stops and they have a car battery close by and they just get him going again.
Wow. What a wackadoodle.
So,
reactivating your heat shock and your cold shock proteins there. It's got a lot of good health stuff, people say.
It's the proteins.
Oh, that sounds so miserable.
How about the enzymes? Any of those?
No, like the science might, you are intentionally stressing your body out, forcing it to go into essentially kind of hyperproduction mode.
I can believe that that's true.
Trying to manipulate yourself like that can't possibly have negative consequences.
I can believe that's truer than the stupid infrared bulb thing.
Yes.
But it would be so miserable. That's the thing.
He just thinks about all the money he's got.
So every night gets in his barrel sauna, get in a barrel sauna, 15 minutes, then hops in the ice bath, which is
your turn in the barrel sauna.
37 degrees. That'd be so freaking cold.
Oh, please.
I can't even imagine
that. He does that every night?
I don't know. Well, if you got a hot tub, you know this. But if the water is 75 degrees, it's miserably cold.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I got a pool. Yeah. It's heated to 84. Not warm enough.
Oh, definitely not.
No.
So 37 degrees would be horrible. Then he's in there for 3 minutes. He repeats the process 3 times per night, finishing with 1 minute in the ice bath. And then has his little bit of lettuce and a piece of chicken. on a weekday.
Probably takes a lick on it. He's got a salt lick over there for his sodium intake.
On the weekend, he doesn't eat anything. And then he takes his malnourished body and walks to work by a thing like this, barely having the energy. His feet frozen.
Well, can you get a clip of him handy? Just jump right in the middle. If you're just tuning in, does this not sound like a man who is within moments of the end of his days?
Demick, it's a health emergency.
Oh, no, that's Zuckerberg. Shut up, Zuckerberg.
No, we are one part of a spectrum of communication challenges that people have.
He's a poor man. He's not.
Well, we have policies that are focused on making sure that more voices on the platform are possible. We see a lot of abuse and harassment, which ends up silencing people and having them leave. From the
right, you don't sound fellow. Like you got more energy.
And then having the silence.
Somebody feed me, please.
I need a calorie.
Oh, hey, back to the, the very
can
story.
Can I just have one calorie?
Please, a calorie.
A stick of gum.
Who wants to eat? Who the f*** wants to eat?
You know,
go have something to eat! Hooray!
The green stuff at the end of a carrot.
I see you.
Can I just chew on that green stuff?
I promise not to swallow it.
I see you finished your popsicle. Can I just have the stick? Can I just lick the stick?
I won't eat the carrot, I promise.
I just need something.
Just the green thing.
He's an odd-looking dude. I'm looking at pictures of him. His girlfriend looks like a model, of course, because he's Jack Dorsey, owner of Twitter. But
sure.
Weird-looking dude.
Does he have the energy to couple with her? I can't imagine he does.
This is him pre-beard.
An erection would put him in bed for a week.
here he is pre-beard. Where he looks like a supervillain from
Mr. Spock. Yeah. Live long and prosper, Jack, and hey, eat something.
If you go through a timeline of him, like when he was just like the young tech, you know, the next big thing, sort of when he was beardless and fresh faced, and then you go through all the pictures, it looks like he's been replaced by an evil twin at some point.
Wow,
fascinating.
That should have been our headline. Oh, so speaking of the very story that Twitter suppressed. I'm understanding it better and better, this Tony Bobulinski and why he's come forward and the rest of it. He is explaining, and part of this was actually on Tucker Carlson. I missed this part because I was watching the World Series last night, priorities. But when the story came out and Biden and his apologists, like the horrific Adam Schiff show, said this is Russian disinformation, Mr. Bobulinski, who is a proud member of a military family going back generations, and this guy is staunchly patriotic, he went nuts that they were implying that he was an agent of Vlad Putin.
Registered Democrat, if I remember correctly, also.
Interesting. But he reached out to his former partner, Rob Walker, who is still in contact with the Bidens, and or Adam Schiff. It's not clear to me. It's kind of sloppily written, but... He demanded of Rob Walker that Walker get Adam Schiff to retract his claim that this was part of a Russian orchestrated smear on Joe Biden. And Tucker then played a snippet of audio that Bobulinski said was part of that phone conversation with Walker. Bobulinski says, if he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts. And Walker said, Tony, you're just going to bury all of us, man. It's a hell of an interesting thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Schiff said, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin, which is unfriggin'. Adam Schiff is seriously an evil human being.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
You know, I'm not that big a critic of people's neck sizes, but...
I don't know if he started that way or if he just like got further and further out on a limb or what happened, but yeah... Like this particular thing, that's practically criminal to do that.
Yes.
You should not be the chair of a, you know, major committee.
The House Intelligence Committee. The Intelligence Committee. And he said, yes, we have information. This is Russian disinformation when it's not at all. And he had no information. Well, he said, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. And in an unprecedented way, the director of national intelligence came out the next day and said, no, it's not. And the head of the FBI says, we have no information that this is Russian disinformation. So that's just egregious. But this guy who, and I have now heard virtually the entire interview, he does not have a single flaw in the armor of his story nor his credibility. Not a single one. And he really resented being described as a Russian dupe. So that's why he's so enthusiastic about this stuff now. And
if the script
said,
were flipped, he would have been on Rachel Maddow 15 times by now.
Yeah, absolutely. He also said a single call from Joe Biden would have gotten Schiff to retract his remark, and that he'd hoped that the Bidens would do the right thing, but they didn't. And they left him, a proud naval veteran, hanging out to dry, being called publicly a Russian dupe in front of his country. So he's pissed.
I'll be interested to see where this story goes after the election. There's only 6 days left. I'm not sure there's enough time for it to have any effect, and 70 million people have voted already. I just wonder if it'll hang around for a while.
I believe the excrement will hit the fan, perhaps after the election, when the Washington Post, for instance, stops pretending to ignore it. They're in a panic over what to do because it's a huge story, and they're pretending like it doesn't exist. They'll go ahead and cover it some after the election, and then if Biden wins, he will go to ground, as they say, between now and the inauguration. He'll get inaugurated, then immediately resign in favor of Kamala Harris.
You don't actually believe that?
Nah, probably not. Although it depends how hot the heat gets. We'll have to see. I continue to say there is no way Biden, if elected, finishes his first term. Not a chance.
That I actually think that's pretty hard to see how that would happen.
Yeah. Just, you know, judging by his fading mental acuity.
4 years is a long time at that age.
Yes, it is.
I mean, my dad talks about that, how just, you know, he said there's a big difference between 78 and 83, for instance.
I don't want to hear that.
And
that's not true?
That's actually, it's funny I use those ages because those are the ages my dad mentioned. That's actually the ages we're going to be talking about with Joe Biden because he's 78.
Yeah.
And he'll be 82, you end up at the end of that.
Math checks out, as Positive Sean is fond of saying.
Everybody ages differently, but yeah, we'll see.
Yep.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. Let's try to end strong, shall we?
Armstrong and Getty.
Every 26 seconds, there's a break-in in this country. But with Simply Safe Home Security, you can protect your whole home around the clock.
Armstrong and Getty here to tell you Simply Safe Home Security is serious, lasting protection.
And all it takes is a simple 30-minute setup. You'll even get a free security camera when you protect your home today.
Simply Safe is an award-winning arsenal of sensors and security cameras that blanket every inch of your home.
You'll know your home and family are always safe. You set Simply Safe up yourself in a few minutes without any tools or wiring.
Yep, no technician or salesperson will ever step foot in your home.
Then Simply Safe will monitor your home around the clock with security professionals who are there in case of an emergency to immediately send help to your home.
Plus, there's no contract, no hidden fees, no installation costs.
So right now, visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong and get a free security camera plus 60-day risk-free trial with any new system order.
There's nothing to lose. Go today to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Strong. And remember, no long-term contract. You don't like it? You're out. SimplySafe.com/Armstrong.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's impossible to not think of the 92-year-old Vin Scully, the greatest to ever do it. Started with the Dodgers in 1950, retired 4 years ago. 67 years of his life he poured into the Dodger organization, and you know he's watching and rooting.
Vin Scully said, in a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
And, of course, our favorite Vin Scully clip of all time.
Socialism failing to work as it always does, this time in Venezuela. You talk about giving everybody something free and all of a sudden there's no food to eat. And who do you think is the richest person in Venezuela? The daughter of Hugo Chavez. Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, 0-2.
That's the best thing ever. That's still the best thing ever. Hello.
Manager of the Rays probably would have pulled that pitcher 0-2 because the Sabermetrics told him to, or Sabermetrics or whatever the hell it is.
Anyway, 0-2.
If we had to do it over again, I would have the utmost confidence in Nick Anderson to get through that inning.
As a Rays manager there, Joe.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So,
Stupid manager.
Friday night's World Series game was the least watched World Series game in the history of the World Series, breaking the record from the night before. I don't know if we have the ratings for last night. To give you an idea how much has dropped off over the years, so you got, when it comes to ratings, you got share. That's how many, you know, of people watching TV, what percentage are tuned in.
Now, that is a more interesting number to me.
I'm actually mostly interested in rating because that gives you the full-on kind of combination share and the number of people tuning in to get you an idea how many human beings are watching. But anyway, for share, it was a 10 share on Friday night for that low-rated, lowest rated ever. Only 10% of people watching were watching that game. The record high, to give you an for instance, and there's a whole bunch of them in this range, were around 55 to 60.
Oh,
where
boy.
60% of people watching TV were watching, for instance, Dodgers-Yankees in the 70s or Kansas City, St. Louis in the 80s. And there's a bunch of examples.
Interestingly, though, there's more money in pro sports than there's ever been.
The rating difference, which you so you're factoring in share and the number of people watching, that was a 4 rating on Friday night compared to the most watched games in history, which are around 40 ratings. So 10 times the rating.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely amazing.
And I know you always bring this up because it's about money being generated and advertising revenue and TV deals and the rest of it. As a guy who just loves the game of baseball, I'm more curious about how many people are into it. And, you know, huge numbers of people stream this stuff, so they won't appear in the ratings.
Good point.
As we always point out when we talk about ratings these days.
The Wall Street Journal.
I believe there's so many more entertainment choices these days.
The Wall Street Journal interviewed 4 former Hall of Famers and said, what can you do to make baseball more popular? And a couple of the things that they all seem to be in agreement with is you got to make the game shorter. One is that they all seem to be in agreement with is that the domination of the home run has really ruined the game for interest. I mean, it's not as interesting, and there's not as much action. It's either a strikeout or a home run.
Yes, true.
And that's just not as exciting to watch. And they think that the front office of all these baseball teams bears the brunt of that. They thought that that was the way to put people in the seats and get more viewers, but ultimately it's not. It's not as interesting an action, you know, packed game.
Mm-hmm.
People running around and stealing bases and all that sort of stuff. So they all seem to agree that just the style of it is different.
Yeah.
And then there's disagreement among them on whether or not you should have computers doing the strike zone. So it's just a computer says, yeah, that was in the strike zone. Ball strike, just there's no human being involved at all.
That's coming.
Whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not. Get ready. Yeah, I'd like to take the instant replay, taking a look at again, computer stuff out of it. Just let human beings make the decision. If they're wrong, they're wrong. They're not wrong very often. Half the time, they're right on these challenged calls. And of all calls, it's in the high 90% are correct calls.
Mm, yeah, well, I would say just, you can't step out of the batter's box and readjust your elbow guard for the 5th time. Get the hell in the box, and you, with the ball, throw it.
More steroids, I want to.
Yes.
I want more steroids.
Yes.
Want the show to be over, but I'm ready to listen to the final thought from Armstrong and Getty.
Yeah.
I want people that can pulverize the ball. Like the ball just disintegrates on impact. It'd be fantastic.
Excited.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
So do they get to run around the bases, or are they out?
I don't know what the rule would be on that.
Yeah. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. There he is, Michelangelo in the control room. Michael?
Yeah, if you're giving trick-or-treaters Boston baked beans, one, how old are you, like 100? And two, you deserve to pick up toilet paper and clean off eggs. That's a horrible candy.
Let's see. Positive Sean, our producer, with a final thought.
Can't help but shake the feeling that these tech hearings would be a lot more effective in leading to actual change that made a difference if the senators' children and or, in some cases, grandchildren were conducting the questioning rather than these people.
This internet you speak of, where can I find it? Jack, a final thought?
Yeah, I was talking earlier this week about how, you know, what we're into changes over time, just culturally what we find interesting. And baseball used to be the national pastime, and the whole country was into it. And then that's not anymore. I'm hoping that happens with presidential politics, where we're just all so into it and watch it as a freaking reality show, and we just get tired of it, like maybe as of like next Tuesday, and just find something else to do with our lives.
No, if only. My final thought is, echoing some of our favorite thinkers, there are some ideas so terrible only an intellectual could hold them. There are some baseball moves so idiotic only a sabermetrics fan could make them. If your pitcher is utterly dominating the best hitting team in baseball, I'll go slowly now so you can jot this down. Leave him in.
He's in the zone. He's having a night.
Leave it alone.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people to strike out, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have some great videos and articles and stuff for you. Email us.
God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say,
how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
"It's over for me."
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical